This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. We've been looking at how Jesus, the master communicator, interacted with people in order to learn communication skills. In our last visit, we saw how body language powerfully impacted an antagonistic mob. Let me share another example of the power of body language. Jesus warned the disciples they would all abandon him during his darkest, most trying experience. Peter boasted, "Lord, I am ready to go with you to prison and to death." Jesus told him, "I tell you, Peter, before the rooster crows today, you will deny three times that you know me." Later that night, after Jesus was arrested and taken to the house of the high priest, Peter followed. Three times he was questioned about whether he was a follower of Jesus, and three times he denied it, vehemently declaring he never knew him. Then we read in Luke 22:60-62, "Just as he was speaking, the rooster crowed. The Lord turned and looked straight at Peter. Then Peter remembered the word the Lord had spoken to him, 'Before the rooster crows today, you will disown me three times.' And he went outside and wept bitterly." Notice the timing, setting, and body language were pinpoint perfect. Peter was watching for what would happen. He saw Jesus being led to the dungeon. Just then, Jesus turned and looked right at Peter. Eye contact was all that was necessary. That loving, penetrating look broke the heart of Peter, who went outside and wept tears of repentance. What an example of the power of body language. If you'd like to review this message, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org, and click on the archives.